It's very sad to know that this year Jayapataka Maharaj will not be personally present in Mayapur during his Vyas Puja. This is the first time when he won't be in Mayapur during his Vyas Puja. Every year his Vyas Puja used to be such a grand occasion, big festivity, big celebration. Actually, Jayapataka Maharaj's Vyas Puja became a part of Mayapur's festival. And not only his Vyas Puja, Jayapataka Maharaj used to be involved in practically every single festival, and personally he used to supervise them, organize them. This year during the GBC meeting also, we missed him so much. During the GBC meeting, this is the first time that he was not present. Last year he participated, although he was not feeling very well, but he participated in that GBC meeting. He was there for the Parikrama. This year we missed him in the Parikrama, Mayapur Parikrama and Gaur Purnima festival. It's very, very painful to miss him in this way, and we pray that his health recovers quickly, he gets better and comes back in our midst once again in all these celebrations in Mayapur. Jayapataka Maharaj had always been an integral part of Mayapur. From the very beginning of Mayapur project, he, Prabhupada, appointed him to take care of that project. When there was practically nothing, he was there and he started to build it up. And gradually Mayapur has taken such a big shape, and it will grow even bigger. Like according to Prabhupada's prediction, Mayapur will develop into a spiritual city. Thousands of people will come from all over the world. And now the Temple of Understanding, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium is coming up. So much is happening. Like when the temple comes up, the growth of Mayapur will be multiplied by many fold. And so we need him in all this development. His input is essential. And let us all pray to Krishna that he makes him healthy and strong again, so that he can become actively involved in his service in Mayapur once again. Thank you. Okay. Check the sound level and wait to play it again.
It's always on my.